Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our sermon this morning is the epistle lesson from Romans chapter 12. And I want to just read a few of those verses for you as to remind you of the wonderful truth that this text contains. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with everyone. This is the word of the Lord for us today. And today is the day before Labor Day. And as I was looking over the text for today, I thought to myself, ah, what a perfect text for Labor Day. Because Labor Day involves itself with labor and management and relationships between bosses and workers and all kinds of people. And because of our sinful nature, wherever you have people, you have sin. And wherever you have sin, you have problems. And this is the reason why there are so many problems with labor and management. Because we have so many sinful people doing what comes naturally, living a selfish, self-centered life. But here in our text, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tells us that we are to put away all of those things. We are new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a new nature, and that new nature compels us by the power of the Spirit to love, to take a back seat, to give of ourselves in the service of others. As Jesus says in the gospel, to take up our cross, deny ourselves, and to follow Him. So here in these words, we learn what it means to be a Christian worker or a Christian manager. And my theme today is a Christian work ethic. It teaches us a lot about the ethics of a Christian and what he should do in his work. But I like to also add more and say a Christian's life ethic, because this is the way our whole life should be centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and around everything that he has done for us. Listen to the words that Paul says in the very opening sentence, let love be genuine. And so here the first part of this Christian work or life ethic is love that we reflect in everything we do, the love that the Heavenly Father has for each and every one of us. And we know what love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. We know what Jesus has done for us, that he suffered and died on the cross to take away our sins. We know that he rose again from the dead for us so that we might rise again to a new and living life with him. We know what the Holy Spirit has done for us, that he works faith in our hearts, that he causes us to confess Christ as our Savior, that he leads us to live a life devoted to to the service of our Lord Jesus and to the service of his church and his people. So our lives are different because of God's love, and so we manifest that love in the things that we do and say. Can you see this happening at your workplace? Can you see this happening in your homes? Can you see this happening at school? Yes, can you see this happening at church? Where the love of Christ is reflected in the things that we say and do? Isn't it wonderful when the love of Christ so possesses us that we are people of love and that there nothing happens here except for God's love being poured out abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit? We're talking about heaven on earth, I'm sure. Because by nature, we don't have that love, and by nature, we always get in trouble because of our sinful, selfish nature. But here is a standard that the Lord sets for us to follow in all the relationships that we have. Can we see how different it would be at work if our hearts were full of God's love? So someone insults you. So what? You're God's child. So you're not paid as much as somebody else. So what? You're God's child. So you don't get that promotion. So what? You have the kingdom of God. So you're not getting along very well with others. Look to yourself. Are you part of that problem? If so, repent. Confess your sin. Ask Jesus to forgive you. And then seek to do better by the power of the Holy Spirit. It makes a difference when love fills our hearts because we're not going to be so defensive. We're not going to be so ready to set ourselves up on a pedestal and make ourselves the center of attention. We're going to make Christ the center of attention. Going to let his kingdom come through us and through our words. Yes, things may not go the way you want them to go, and there's been a lot of violence because of such things, but for the Christian heart, there should be the message of forgiveness. I love even my enemies. I love even those who do me wrong, and I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to pray that the Lord will give me a humble heart, an obedient heart, a trusting heart, so that even though things do not go my way, I will let God have his way. And in the end, it's always good. God's will is always good. The second thing Paul tells us in our text is that we are to work with all of our heart, not to be, as he says, slothful in zeal, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Some people think, you know, they got a job. It's a meal ticket. I get a paycheck. And now I'll do the least I can do for that paycheck. That is not the Christian way. That's the sinner's way. That's a selfish way. Not the way of one who knows the Lord and whose love is in his heart. The Christian way is to serve the Lord with zeal. And in serving the Lord, you serve right where you are. And it may not be the most wonderful job. He may be a dishwasher. But you can dishwash those dishes to the glory of God too. You may be a floor sweeper, but you can sweep that floor and keep it as clean as you can to the glory of God. True, you may have problems with co-workers or bosses and things like that, but that doesn't matter because you're focused on serving the Lord. You do what you're supposed to be doing, and you do it gladly out of love for Jesus. It's a whole different attitude and spirit than a spirit of the world, a spirit of selfishness. We give because Christ has given to us first and brought us so many wonderful blessings. Do not be slothful. That means lazy, by the way. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I can remember during my military days, there were a lot of times where I did a lot of things that I didn't want to be doing. You wish you were somewhere else 100 times. But you were in the military and you did what you were told or else. And I can remember on one occasion when, I guess it was during basic training, where we had to be out in a kind of a cold and rainy day picking up cigarette butts. And by the way, there weren't a whole lot of those because in those days, if you were caught smoking, you got a demerit. So, but there were some little pieces of paper and trash and things like that on the grass. And so you'd walk around looking. And I remember very vividly some of the guys that were with me, and they were complaining all over the place. What a stupid thing to do. What the hell? This makes me so angry, you know, and they're just complaining all over the place. But you know something? I was a believer in the Lord Jesus, and I was having a good time. Because I was praising the Lord. I was singing hymns of praise to the Lord and focusing my mind on the Lord and not on the things that I was doing. I was doing this too, but I had a happy face and a happy heart in contrast to those around me that were complaining and murmuring. I wasn't totally happy to be there either, but I was making the best of it. And I think that's what a Christian does. No matter what the situation may be, no matter how bad it might be, you make the best of it. And you keep on praising the Lord. You keep on thanking Him for all that He has done for you. And there is one more, the third thing I'd like to share with you, and that is that we work in order that we may help others. We work not only to earn a living for ourselves, and it's very important that we earn our own livelihood. Like the Bible says, if any would not work, neither should he eat, because we should not be dependent upon others, even the government. We should earn our own daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily bread, bread that we have earned, rightfully earned, and we call it our own. But we do not work just to gain for something for ourselves. We work in order to give. And so here again, the Bible tells us that we are to contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. What a key word this is, that we contribute to the needs of God's people. Here in Eugene, and throughout America, and throughout all the world. And there's a great outpouring that's happening these days, and that's for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. And there's been such an abundance collected across the country, and I'm sure that some of you have become a part of this. And of course, we're moved by Christian love to do these things. We're glad to do these things, because the love of Christ constrains us to help our neighbor. And so it's a wonderful thing. And this is just one of 100,000s of our opportunities to contribute and to help those who are in need. If you have the money and the resources, by all means, be as generous as you can, because you're going to give what God has given to you, and He's going to give it right back, because that's what He promises to do. And we not only give to contribute to the physical needs of the saints, but also to the spiritual needs. And there are so many people with spiritual needs who need to hear the love of the Lord Jesus, who need to hear the gospel message of forgiveness. And here we are to bring that message to them and tell them about Jesus. And that all takes not only the preaching, but the money that produces that. So it's important we work for a higher purpose. We work, again, to serve the Lord and to serve His people. We give what he has given to us, and we do it gladly because God loves a cheerful giver and because we are glad to be a part of this whole wonderful process. May the Lord Jesus on this Labor Day weekend bless you, bless me, bless all Christians everywhere with an awareness of who we are and what we are and what we are to do. That we are to have that Christian work ethic, that we are to have that Christian life ethic, not in order to be saved. He's already saved us. We can't earn our salvation by anything we've done, but we do it because he has saved us and because we are his children, abundantly blessed through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One little model that I have so enjoyed over the years, and that is only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Remember that. The treasures that we gather here on earth, they're all going to be gone. But what we do for Jesus, what we do for others, that will last forever and ever. May the Lord help us to joyfully be a part of that whole process in his holy name. Peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.